Are you setting goals but falling short? Does your business seem like it's not going anywhere? Don't give up. It's not your fault. Welcome to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Divine business strategies for real results. Host and faith-based coach Elise Smith challenges business owners to partner with the divine in their lives and in their work. Elise helps entrepreneurs find those key missing pieces of God, mindset, and strategy, and how to put them together so you can succeed. Your next big win is closer than ever with Elise coaching you on how to get there, how to prepare yourself to reach your next goal, and how to aim higher than you've dared to dream. Ready to be inspired and take action? Grab your list of goals and let's get down to business. Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith. Divine business strategies for real results starts now.
Hi, ladypreneurs. I'm Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you are tuned in to Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you will learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. So let me ask you, does it ever feel like your why isn't strong enough to overcome your excuses or your circumstances? Sometimes we know that we are supposed to have this like burning strong why, this purpose in our business that drives us to get up out of bed when we don't even feel like working on our business. We all have those days, right? Well, today we're going to talk about how your why can be strengthened by understanding a divine truth, and that it's going to be vital for you because you're going to have those days where you just have to force yourself to work your business. Because you have that strong why motivating you, you're going to be able to do it. So we're also going to be able to see how your why is a gift from God and how to really use that gift to not only serve yourself, but to serve others. So thanks for joining in today. So let's think about your business for a second here. Think about the business goal that you have set. And I want you to ask yourself, how strong is your why on a scale of 1 to 10? How strong is that purpose and that burning desire and the ability that you have to keep yourself motivated? So 1 is like no strength whatsoever. 10 is like you would die to achieve your business goal if that's what God wanted you to do. So just think about that for a second. Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. Then I want you to think about what would you like your why's strength to be? How strong do you want that to be? Because maybe you're at a 3 and you want to get to a 6. Or maybe you're at a 5 and you'd love to be at an 8. Then I want you to think about what would happen if your why was really that strong. That number that you have, that goal in mind, I want you to think about what could be possible for you if you had that really, really, really strong why burning in your heart, and what could you do with that? And last but not least, I want you to be thinking about through this whole show, what can you do to increase your why's strength? Just 1 or 2 steps. We don't have to go from a 4 to a 10, but just think about if you're at a 4, what would it be like for you to be at a 5 or a 6? What kind of things could you do to push your why to that strength? Because sometimes we feel like we're just handed this, right? And there is so much more that we can control that you're going to learn about here in just a moment. So why focus on your why? So there are a couple of really important pieces to why we focus on our why we want to have that reason and that purpose. One is, of course, motivation. We all have those days where we don't feel like working our business, and we have to be able to have that motivation that we can tap into when we just don't feel like it, right? The most successful people are the ones who act their way to a feeling, whereas unsuccessful people, they feel their way to an action. So your motivation is going to help you to act your way to a feeling. Then it also helps you to have vision and focus. I love that scripture that where there is no vision, the people perish. And so we want to make sure that we have that clear vision and that clear focus, because you can be pulled in so many different directions as an entrepreneur. And then lastly, we want to build connection with others. We are in the people business, and it doesn't matter what your product or service is. We are all in the people business, and we are all meant to serve our fellow man. So let's go into it here. And we're going to actually break that down here in just a second with those three components on once you understand how to really dig into your why. Because the fact of the matter is that sometimes we just settle for a surface layer why. And I will give you an example. So I'm going to share with you my personal why. You see, I have been diagnosed with unexplained infertility. And my husband and I, we have been trying to have a baby for 12 years. In fact, we've had 10 fertility treatments that have failed. And believe me, there have been times where I have asked God, why? And not in the why motivating why, but in the why is this happening why? But you know, when we ask ourselves that, we aren't really getting anywhere. What I want to ask is an even more powerful question. So what happened was, is I was thinking about this infertility challenge that I have. And I was also thinking about my goal, my business goal. And my husband and I have set the goal to make $53,588.33 every month with our business. Because you have to be specific, right? And I have no idea why it's that much money and that specific amount of money. So one day I was driving and I was having windshield time with God, and I was talking to him, and it was a really, really tough week. And I just asked him, I said, why do you want me to make $53,000 a month? I mean, I could settle for 10, right? And it's interesting when you give yourself a question like that, or when you ask God a question like that, your mind can kind of start to wander. And that's exactly what happened. Of course, I was thinking about my infertility because that's like the biggest thing going on in my life, along with my business and the goals that I have for myself. But I was thinking about this coworker that I had at the time. And we were jumping up and down for joy because my coworker, she had experienced the same things I had with unexplained infertility. For years and years, she had tried to have a baby with no luck. And we were jumping up and down for joy like little children because she had found a doctor that was willing to pay for one round of IVF so that she could have a chance to have a baby. And this is $16,000, guys. Like, IVF is not cheap and it is a very difficult process, but we were overjoyed at the service that this man wanted to provide for my friend. So I had all these thoughts running through my head, and I asked myself and I asked God, why? Why is it important for me to make $53,000 a month? And I asked God, why does he want me to? Why is it important to me? And why is it important to God? And that first layer of why came up. And I want you guys to think about your why as I'm telling you this story. So that first layer of why came up, and I said, okay, $53,000 to me means time and money freedom, because that was what I was trying to build in my business. And then I asked myself a second layer deep. I said, why is that important to me? Why does God want me to achieve that time and money freedom? And it came out that it's because I want to make an impact in this world. I really want to be able to serve other people. I want to pay off my parents' debt, and I want to be able to make sure that my husband and I are set, and that when we do have kids, we can travel the world with them and show them what is really out there. And so then I asked myself that a third time. Why is that important to me, and why does God want me to achieve that? And it came down to the fact that I am meant to serve women. And it was interesting how it kind of like changed from time and money freedom to meant to serve women in a really powerful way. And so I asked God, very curious at this point, okay, why is that important to me, and why do you want me to achieve that, God? And he said, because you have been given experiences and trials and challenges to be able to serve women in ways that you don't even know about yet. And I was like, Oh, okay. This is interesting. And so I just kept asking that. I did it again. And I said, why is that important to me? Why do you want me to achieve that, God? And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And it brought tears to my eyes because I got this vision that the same dream that I've had over and over and over again, where I give birth to this beautiful baby girl, my daughter Kaylee, and she's got my nose, and I can smell her sweet newborn skin and feel those tiny little fingers. And in this dream, she's mine. I'm so excited to hold her. And then I look down and she's gone. And I don't ever get to keep her. And it's heartbreaking every single time I've had this dream, and I've had it over and over again. And as I was asking God this fifth time, why do you want me to achieve these goals? And I'm following this kind of rabbit hole down to the heart of the matter. And I get this vision back of this dream that I have over and over again. And it hits me that yes, I'm here to empower women to be able to achieve their goals and their dreams. But because of the pain that I've experienced, and because of the desires of my heart, that I haven't been able to have this beautiful baby girl yet, He wants me to be able to do the same for other women, to be able to fill their aching arms too. And so what He showed me is that because of the experiences that I've had and who I am as a person, that when I make that $53,000 every single month, I will be able to fund one woman's IVF every quarter to be able to help fill her aching arms too. And if it wasn't for going through these five layers of my why, I wouldn't have ever found that soul purpose, that purpose that really is deep down inside, that's the strongest why, more so than any other circumstances or excuse or bad day that I could possibly have, because I know that this is my purpose. You see, your why is deep. It's not that surface layer why. It's not because I love my family, which is great. It is wonderful, but go deeper than that. Go until you can't go anymore. Go until you can feel it in your heart and that you know for a fact that this is your sole purpose. And the way you do that is you ask yourself those two questions. Why is that important to me? And why does God want me to have that or to do that or to be that, whatever that looks like for you? If you ask yourself those two questions and you ask yourself five layers deep, you will find your soul purpose. Because if we stick with just that surface layer why, we will not have that motivation and that conviction that we need to be able to serve those that God has asked us to serve. Because business is hard, right, ladies? And Satan knows that. He wants you to believe that that surface layer why is your only why, because it's shallow. And it's not deep enough to have the roots to really grow that tree of your dreams. So I want you to think about that and think about your why and really take time to dig deep and find out what it is for you. Now, I don't want you to compare your why to anyone else's. My why is huge. And because of that, I have actually started Kaylee's Foundation. It's on my website, divinelydrivenresults.com. If you want to donate to that, that's great. But it's given me that path for myself. But your why doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be small. It can be whatever it is for you, because that's what God wants for you. So don't compare your why to anybody else's, but just go deep enough to be able to find what's really there. And we're going to talk about how to use this as the gift that it is. The great thing about really identifying and going deep with your why is that as you ask those questions of yourself and of God, He will show you the answers. Now, you may get it right off the bat, and you may feel amazing in that one moment where it all comes together, right? Or you may get it over a longer period of time, but it's all in God's timing. Just keep digging for that and looking for that, and you will find that. And when you do that process of continuing to ask and continuing to dig deeper, you actually increase your energy. You are on a higher energy or vibration that is closer to the Lord's. It's just that strength that you're able to get from Him and to be able to be on that higher energy to find those solutions and those answers. It's absolutely amazing that you can tap into that truth about yourself, about your purpose, and about your business. Okay, so that is really the key. Is your the divine key and the divine truth here is that your why is deeper than just the surface, and we want to dig deep and find that. So what do we do after we found it? Well, let's go ahead and talk about that here in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break, and I want to give you just a few minutes to ponder your why as you're watching this break here. And you're going to be able to go deeper than you thought possible. And when we come back, we're going to really identify the true purpose of this incredible gift of your why and how you can use it in your business as an incredible strategy. So don't go anywhere.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
Welcome back. So before we took the break, we talked about how your why may not be strong enough for you to really help you to achieve your goals. And I know that that can seem really painful, but we have to be honest with ourselves, right? But we also talked about how you can strengthen your why and really build that why's roots by going deeper, to be able to go five layers deep and find that heart-centered purpose and calling that God has given you. Now we're going to talk about how we can apply that to your business and your business strategy so that you can not only be motivated, but that you can really gain those connections and serve others with your why. So we're going to ask you to really write down your why. Really write it down, be able to make sure you're seeing it on a regular basis and use it. So we're going to go back to those three keys of why we want to focus on our why. And the first one, remember, was motivation. Now, when you're writing out your why, we're motivated either by a carrot or a stick. And so it's either that we're pulled by something that we want or pushed by something that we want to avoid. And honestly, it's okay if you are either way. You can either be motivated by a carrot or pushed by a stick, and that's okay. But figure out what works for you. So the carrot way that you might write your why would be something like, by achieving this goal, I get to help 100 people this year. See, I'm pulled to be able to help 100 people this year. Or by achieving this goal, I get to take my family on that great vacation and make wonderful memories with them. I'm pulled by that. That's a carrot version. Whereas a stick version might be, I'm going to let down 100 people this year if I don't achieve my goal. Now, that might be a really negative way for some people to look at it, but to be honest, some people are actually motivated more by the stick than by the carrot. And it might differ for you when it comes to action steps or setting a goal or setting your motivation or your why. So try it out. Or it could look like, if I don't reach my goal, I'm going to go into more debt because I don't have those sales. So try out if you're a carrot person or you're a stick person. Write your motivational why in both ways and see what feels right for you. And I don't want you to be afraid of using that stick when you need to. If you feel like you need a little extra oomph, one of the things I do is I very much envision those people that I am meant to serve. And so when I'm having those hard days, I will think about that one person who's on her knees praying right now to know how she can move her business forward. And so that really helps me to look at it as that stick concept of, if I don't find that person that's praying for me right now, I'm going to be heartbroken that I couldn't help her. So it's okay to be motivated by the carrot or the stick. So that might be a different way to look at your why. That's that motivation piece, right? Let's talk about vision and focus. So in Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. What is so amazing about understanding the true meaning and the true purpose of your business and your goals and your why is that you get to have that clear path for you to follow. That path that shows you exactly what God wants you to do with your business and your life. And if it doesn't fit on that path, ladies, then don't do it. It's so funny how when you're first new to business, you have this scarcity mindset that's like, oh, you're just grasping for any opportunity or chance or sale or whatever that looks like that you can, because you feel like there's not enough out there. But as you start to grow in business and you start to expand your abundant mind, what happens is you can get really overwhelmed by all the opportunities that and solutions and business systems and programs and packages and all those types of things that you could get roped into. So when you're clear about your why, it helps you to have stronger values for yourself and your business. You see, with me, I know that if it does not line up with empowering women entrepreneurs to achieve their goals and dreams, then I don't do it. And so, you know, I've had opportunities to create books and to be on TV shows and to do these different types of things. But I only do that if it aligns with my vision and my purpose. So I want you to not become so overwhelmed by everything so that you have that clear path and that clear vision that you can follow so you don't perish and so that your future clients and customers don't perish because you might have gone down the wrong path. So that is the way that your why can help you stay on that vision and that focused path that you need to be on, that God wants you to be on. Now, the next piece of it is connection. We all have a story to tell. God has given us that experience and that success and the failure and everything in our lives that has added up to the moment right now where you are going for your business goal. There is a reason why you have been called to build the business that you have been called to do so. And there's a story behind that. And that story needs to be shared with others so that they can connect with you. They see your values in that story, and they will connect with you when they have those same values too. And you can kind of attract your ideal or divine client or customer that way. But it's also more interesting to talk to someone who's got something going on, right? Think about it. If you're at a party and you're kind of mingling with different people and you've got one person in the corner who's like doing nothing with their life, you don't talk with them for very long. But when you are talking to a passionate person and someone who's going for their goals and dreams and they know why they're going for their goals and dreams, that person is more interesting to talk to. And that's the person that actually investors want to work with and people want to partner with and they want to do collaborations with and affiliate. And there's so many ways. And I'm not saying to use your story to your advantage in a way that you're going to take advantage of people, right? I'm saying use your story as the gift that God has given you to be able to help build those connections. When I first started telling my infertility story, that was hard for me. I kept asking God, I was like, oh man, I feel like I'm manipulating other people with my story. But it wasn't that way at all. God had given me these experiences in my life to share with others and to build them into my business to be able to really make that difference and that impact. You really hit people's hearts and emotions when you tell a story. So I want you to think about, what is your wise story? Why do you have the why that you have, regardless of what level it's at? Just think about that and think about how you can really integrate that into your business. I think one of the best ways that I've seen that integrated is Tom's Shoes. If you're not aware of Tom's Shoes, they're a great product. But even more than that is that every percentage of the sales that they do with their shoes actually goes to a humanitarian fund to improve other people's lives all over the world. And so they have this incredible story. You'll have to go to tomsshoes.com and check it out. But there are people who are loyal followers of Tom's Shoes because they are willing to tell their story and to be able to really make a difference with their product. Ladies, you can do the same thing. Tell your story. You've been given that as a gift to be able to connect with others, so do so. All right, well, now that we talked about those three pieces of why you want to focus on your why, what do you do with it? What do you do with your why? You build it into your brand. You build it into your strategy. You know, when you're thinking about your five-year plan, make sure that you're keeping that vision and that focus that your why gives you so you can build around that. Hold it up for yourself every single day, whether that's a vision board or a drawing on a mirror or you're changing your screensaver's background. Make sure that it's in the colors of your brand and your logo and the fonts that you use. I know it kind of sounds funny, like how do you build in empowerment into a font, but you absolutely can. In fact, you can take your why and really narrow it down to just a couple of words. And you can use those words as kind of that whole post to be able to keep you on that path and to build around it. So get creative and take that to the Lord. Once you've identified that strong why within yourself, don't just hold it within yourself and don't just have it on a board somewhere to remind you. But how can you build your entire business and your product and your service around your why? That's when it becomes extremely powerful. Make your own affirmations and say it daily. Train your brain to ponder your why, whether that's a carrot or a stick that you need in that moment when you don't feel like working on your business. And share it. Share it with as many people as you possibly can. So I want you to just take that to the Lord and say, God, what do you want me to do with this incredible gift of my why? And He will show you what you can do with that and how that's going to help you to build a much stronger business. Okay, so we've talked about all of this amazing why, and I hope it's been a different way and a more powerful way to look at it than maybe you've ever thought. Sometimes we kind of just go surface on that why, even just in thinking of how we think about it, but I wanted to go deeper with you guys today. So now that you understand the why, how are you going to reach those goals, right? Those business goals. You have that strong desire to be able to serve others, but now you need a how. You need a strategy. So I would love to be able to offer you today, I have a $9.97 business tracker. It's the Divine Business Tracker. And what this tracker will do is it will help you to partner with God. So you actually learn how to have business meetings with God. You get to clarify and even build out your sales process so you can take that why and build it into every piece of that sales process. You're going to hold yourself accountable to work your business daily with income and spiritual producing activities, which is only going to be fueled by your why. You're going to understand your conversion rate at every step, and you're finally going to be able to have a tool to empower you to reach those sales goals when you follow those steps. So what's amazing about this $9.97 deal is that not only you get the great business tracker, but you also get a mini course to really cover all those things that we just talked about. So I am excited for you to have this. Just check out divinelydrivenresults.com/tracker to get yours today. So want more great techniques to grow your business? Come join a supportive group where you meet other faith-based women entrepreneurs who are rocking it in the business world just like you are. So come join us on Faithful Ladypreneurs group on Facebook. You're absolutely going to love it. Thanks so much for joining today, and make sure to tune in next time where we're going to talk about that dirty little voice inside your head, the one that tells you you're not good enough and that you're never going to succeed, that one that fills you with fear and doubt that I call your inner dream stealer. Well, you're going to learn how to be able to silence that voice so that you are not listening to it anymore and you can step into your greatness. So we will see you next time, ladies. Thanks so much for joining in.
Thanks for listening to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have a voice of self-doubt in our heads, that jealous inner dream stealer. Tune in every week as Elise Smith coaches listeners on how to overpower doubt by building belief in who you are and what you want to achieve. Let go of that dream stealer telling you no and dive into expansive potential. It's not just you. Your business needs divine inspiration and action too. Join in next week as we dig deep into what drives us to pursue success while empowering your mindset and setting strategies that work for who you are and your uniquely busy life. Experience the power of divine inspiration and practical guidance from a faith-based business coach. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.